Closer Look is a public affairs presentation. Views and opinions of the guests don't always reflect the views of the ministry, and some topics aren't suitable for children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues with a look at local agencies, events, and issues.
Welcome to Closer Look. I'm Jack Church. We're taking a closer look at the Community Service Center of Wilmore High Bridge, Kentucky. The center looks to help households struggling to make ends meet through a food pantry, thrift shop, and access to various assistance programs. And joining us is the center's executive director, Kobe Miller. Kobe, thank you so much for joining us on Closer Look.
It is great to be with you today, Jack. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. And Kobe, I'd like to start off with maybe, and sometimes people find this a little difficult to do, but I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about yourself and your background and what led to your role in leading the Community Service Center.
Well, it was kind of a circuitous journey. I have spent most of my working life in Christian higher education. I've been a resident director. I've been a dean of students. I've been a director of intercultural students and programs. But I've also worked at a local coffee and donut shop in Lexington and done some things in that realm as well. And so I was just kind of looking to see if there was something else that I could be more, have an opportunity to impact the everyday lives of people, which is kind of what I did in student life. It's about, you know, trying to live out this Christian life day to day with students. So I just thought, wow, I wonder if there's another way or opportunity to do that in a little bit more broader sense, maybe, than just the higher ed community. So I was living here in Wilmore and saw this position become available, and so I applied and was grateful to be invited to come and serve as the executive director. It was kind of interesting because I started in January 2020 and then COVID came in March, and so we kind of had to close things down and as everybody else has, and kind of regroup a little bit, but we're back open and been going strong, and it opened doors for me that I never thought possible in my life. So it's such a privilege to get to interact and get to know those who are struggling with everyday life or financially or just in other ways, and to be able to walk with them and be the love and care of Jesus to them. And I've learned so much from many of these individuals that I've gotten to know since I began serving in this position.
For those who are maybe not familiar with the Community Service Center, how long has it been around, and actually how did it get started?
It started in 1981, actually. And so a long time ago, and here in Wilmore, we have two institutions of higher learning. We have Asbury University and we have Asbury Theological Seminary. My understanding is back in 1981, it was started as a way to help international students at both of those institutions as they come here from their home and don't always have a lot of clothing or don't have a lot of furniture or just learning to adapt to a whole new culture and way of life. And it started from that and then just began to grow. And the thrift shop came out of that and the food pantry came out of that. And so it's just grown over the last 40 some years. But that's how it initially started.
Now, we call it, of course, the Wilmore High Bridge Community Center. So how large of an area are you serving? And in that area, how many families do you typically serve?
You know, the population of Wilmore is a little over 6,000, and High Bridge is probably included in that, I think, because it's just a nearby community down toward the Kentucky River. There's a high railroad bridge there, and therefore the name came from. So we're talking about 6,400 maybe is the total family population here. This year, we've served, as far as with our needs assistance or financial assistance, been able to help 111 families so far.
Wow, that's actually a pretty high number considering the small population. And it seems that these days we're experiencing, of course, higher prices across the board with a lot of various things. So I'm guessing that you're also seeing an increase in needs among the people there in your area.
Yes. Last year at this time, I had probably helped 50 to 60 families, so we're up quite a bit.
Now, seniors, of course, seem to be really taking it hard these days because, of course, many of them are on fixed incomes. And are you seeing more seniors in need? And if this is the case, this has to be a welcome option for those folks as well.
Yes, a lot of our clients are either on Social Security or on disability. and they really are bumping into the higher prices at the grocery store, or for utilities. The utilities costs have gone up too. So both of those are where they're really being challenged. However, probably a lot of our first timers, those who are coming to us for help for the first time, are those who are working 40 hours, but their salary, their paycheck doesn't now, because of those increase in costs, does not cover their utilities or food as it once did. And so they have a hard time coming in because they've been working. They haven't had to ask for help before. So it's really humbling for them to come in and ask. But we're so grateful they do, because we do gratefully have the resources to help them for filling in that gap till they can get a little bit, some more hours or some other plan in order to get their income up to equal their living costs.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because we've heard that from other organizations across the country, that it used to be maybe it was the single person, the senior citizen, but now sometimes it can be mom and dad drive up, the kids are in the car with them, mom and dad are working, but trying to raise two kids and meet all the needs has just become incredibly difficult. And you're seeing that right there as well.
Yes, several of that 111, I haven't looked recently, but our first timers, they haven't been here before. They haven't come in and asked for help before. They heard about us from somebody else who came in and received help, and or even some of the landlords here. We've made sure they know that we're available if financial struggles come for their tenants. And so the word's kind of spread a little bit for them to come in. And we're just so grateful for the Lord's provision that we've been able to have the funds to be able to respond and help.
Now, in terms of the food pantry, how do you determine who gets what type of foods or how much food when they visit the food pantry?
Well, we have two different food distribution programs. We have one that happens every Friday morning. And the food for that, we go in, we work with another nonprofit in Lexington called Glean, G-L-E-A-N. And they have helped us to partner with a Trader Joe's in Lexington. And so on Friday morning, we go in and, quote, rescue, unquote, food from Trader Joe's. And then we bring it back here to Wilmore. And then we just divide it up, given what we receive from them, because it varies every week. Instead of throwing it out, they are passing it along to us for us to distribute. So it could be bread, fresh produce, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, all kinds of wonderful quality food. So we just divide that up, and we probably average 15 to 20 households that come here to our office to get it. And what's left over, then we take over to the seminary, has a housing area, residential area for their students. And the international, a lot of the international students who do not have cars or transportation to come here, we take the rest of it over to a community house there, and then we probably have 10 to 15 more families there that then are able to take a bag of food home for their families. So that happens every Friday. And then once a month, the last Saturday of the month, we partner with God's Pantry in Lexington. That distribution is based on income, and obviously they need to be a resident of Wilmore High Bridge. And we just try to provide them with a box of non-perishables. We also try to provide some meat or butter, eggs, that kind of thing, along with some canned goods to supplement their food stamps that they're eligible for. So it's kind of more of a supplement box of food for them for the month.
And of course, we all know a healthy, balanced diet is so vitally important to people, because it can also keep them out of the doctor's office, which of course can lead to more bills and things like that. And it sounds like you are providing, as you mentioned, fruits, vegetables, meats, the things that you need.
Yes, and we're so grateful for Glean and Trader Joe's that makes that even more possible, because Trader Joe's is, like I said, they're providing us with lettuce, with fresh potatoes, strawberries, you know, seasonal fruits and apples and other things, for even bags of salad that are kind of pre-made. They pass those along, and that's every week. I'm so grateful for that, because it does then balance out kind of the canned good kind of things that we give out on that last Saturday of the month.
If you're just now joining us, this is Closer Look, and I'm Jack Church. We're continuing our conversation with Kobe Miller. She's the executive director for the Community Service Center of Wilmore, High Bridge, Kentucky. Well, now we've talked a little bit about the food pantry and food distribution, things like that, but of course you offer many other services. And one area I want to talk about is you have a thrift store there. How does it help those in need?
Well, we are so grateful that we receive donations. Everything in the thrift shop is donated. So we have everything from clothing, baby clothing, adult clothing, to household items, office supplies, kitchen appliances. And so all of that is donated. And then we have a group of maybe over 30 volunteers that work here at the thrift shop each week. And because of those two things, then that keeps our overhead costs so low that our sales from our thrift shop, then some of it obviously covers our operating expenses, but then all the remainder of it goes back into our needs assistance program.
Now, in terms of, say, the items that are there, someone who's in need and maybe they're a little short on cash, but they need some items, are you able to help out in that way as well?
Yes, we do. We, if somebody comes in and they're sharing their story, and I usually ask if they need food and do you need clothing or do you need anything for your kids? And yes, we will just give it to them. Not everybody has to pay. But yes, so we just give it right to them. We love doing that. In fact, it's so fun that we get to have that opportunity just to help them out easily.
And in terms of too being such a small community, overall, I mean, the services that you're offering there are a bit astounding when you consider, again, the size of the community, just a little over 6,000 people, but you've got the food program, you've got the food pantry, you've got these other assistance areas as well.
We have customers and people who donate food that come from Lexington and Danville and Nicholasville, some of the local communities, and because they know that their donations of clothing or household items goes toward either us giving them free to those in need or for sale at pretty low cost, but that money then stays here in the community, then they will drive from Lexington to here, which is probably about a 20-minute drive. It's not that, but they will drive here to donate their items that they're getting rid of because they are so supportive of the ministry and work that happens here. And so we're so grateful for this larger community support that we receive in order to serve this particular community.
So from what I'm hearing as well, you have a lot of strong partnerships throughout the region. And of course, that's vitally important to the success and growth of your programs.
Yes, it really is. I mean, even we have here where our thrift shop and my office is located in the basement of the Wilmore United Methodist Church, and they let us use this space a very, very small amount of money each month. And then our food pantry is located in the basement of the Wilmore Presbyterian Church, and they allow us to use that space just to kind of, both of these churches allow us to use the space just to basically cover the utility costs. So we don't have, and because of their generosity, then we don't have rent to pay rent for either of these spaces, which keeps our overhead costs so low that then allows more of that money from sales or from people's financial donations to then go toward our needs assistance program, which is so wonderful.
Yeah, and so oftentimes we use that term interfaith community. You guys are not just talking about being an interfaith community. You truly are, as you mentioned. You know, you've got the Presbyterian Church, the Methodist Church, all these different denominations coming together to help.
Yeah, that is just one of the benefits, I think, of this little small community that we live and work in. And there are other churches here in town that provide volunteers for that monthly food distribution that I referred to earlier, like the Baptist Church is sending a group over to help. Last month, the Wilmore Anglican Church sent a group to help. Our Vineyard Church is going to help. The Free Methodist Church has been very generous in providing volunteers here at the thrift shop and in other ways as well. So we're just so grateful for the churches here in Wilmore being so supportive of the ministry that God has really brought our way.
And it almost sounds as if your organization there is helping build additional community, which is so important, especially in these times. We need community.
Well, I certainly hope so. I pray so, you know, because there is beauty in the body of Christ and in community. There is things that I think happens that God can use through community that happens no other way. It takes all of us. I think it frees His Spirit just to work in beautiful ways that go beyond our imagination or even what we plan or organize or hope will happen, beyond what we can even hope for. And so, you know, there's a group of people that come into the thrift shop every day, and it's more just to interact and talk than to shop, though that's the excuse and reason they give for coming. But you see them interacting with each other, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's such a privilege to be a part of the body of Christ.
I want to go back to one of the other programs you mentioned, and that was when people maybe need a little help with rent, utilities, things like that. You actually have a way of helping folks. So what does someone need to do to get help in these areas?
If they live in Wilmore or Highbridge and can come in, we have a small application for them to fill out, and they can validate their need, their financial need. And it might be a need, or it might be something has happened. For a while there, we had parents who were getting COVID and missing work, or their children had COVID and they had to miss work because they didn't have any other childcare opportunities. And so that just cut them short for that time. And so they just come in and we can verify some of that information, and we can provide either assistance for their rent, either partially or totally, or for their utilities, either partially or totally, just given the circumstances, because sometimes they say, hey, I can pay this much, I just can't make the difference. So we're willing to help with that difference to make sure that the water stays on or the electricity stays on. And then there's just some, like I told you earlier, that are just on a fixed income, and the increased utility cost is just kind of putting them in a hard place. So we're able to help them as well.
And we probably should be clear, this is a gift, it's not a loan.
That's correct. And we send the check directly to the utility company or directly to the landlord. So it just goes right, the check goes directly to either of those, and it's taken care of.
Now, Kobe, as we start to wind down our time here, I want to talk for just a moment about volunteers. And you talked about you've got lots of volunteers from different churches and things like that. But I'm guessing you can always use more volunteers. And if so, how can someone get involved?
Somebody's interested in volunteering here, they just need to contact me here at the Community Service Center office. And our numbers are on our webpage, cscwilmore.org. They can get our phone number or our email and contact us, and we can see when they're available and where our need is. And sometimes it's a matter, too, of if their gifts match what our needs are. Apart from the thrift shop, there was a person here in our community who used to be a painter before, who painted houses and interiors. And so we were needing some painting around here. It was looking a little rough, and so he would come in when we were closed and help us paint. So there's those kind of one-time volunteer opportunities, as well as the weekly opportunities during the thrift shop hours.
It sounds like no big requirements, just come with a heart of servant, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. And a desire to serve and to contribute to this community. And a lot of our volunteers are retirees who just want to give back to the community, or they just want to continue to give to the community in this way, and which might have been different since their work-life days. It's great. We could not exist without the faithful commitment of our volunteers. And they are just wonderfully delightful people that interact with customers and clients. And it's just great to see that ministry and sharing the love of Jesus with each other. And as far as even within the volunteer group, as well as with those who come into our shop and to our offices. So we're just so grateful for them. We couldn't do it without our volunteers.
And Kobe, before we get away, I want to ask you one final question, and that's this. As you look down the road, say 1 year, 5 year, 10 years from now, where do you see the future of the Community Service Center?
Right now we're located in the basement of the Wilmore UM, as I mentioned, and we're really grateful for this space. I would love for us to have a location that was on street level, that we could bring our food pantry and our thrift shop into one space, and maybe have more opportunities for community interaction, maybe have showers for those without a home, and be able to extend some of those kind of ministries that we're limited to right now. That would be my dream, to, like I said, just to have a little bit bigger space to combine everything under one roof, and maybe some new ways of serving our community that doesn't exist now. now.
Well, Kobi, we certainly do appreciate you sharing both the present as well as the future plans that you have there with the Community Service Center in Wilmore High Bridge, Kentucky. And again, Kobi, you're the executive director there, and we want to thank you for being our guest on Closer Look.
Thank you so much, Jack, for the opportunity. God bless you.
And if you would like to learn more about our conversation with the Community Service Center of Wilmore High Bridge, you can reach out to us via email. Our email address is closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. For a closer look, I'm Jack Church.
This has been KLove Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.